Welcome to a brand new episode of the Sports Mecca Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Abramo. Today, I'm joined by California Golden Bears wide receiver, Mikey Matthews. Mikey, I thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, of course. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I mentioned before we started recording, you're the first guest that's come on the college football side this offseason. We've had several former college football players that have come on, but you're the first one in the year 2024. You are in the middle of spring practice, and you have the Cal spring game upcoming in a few days on April 20th. You know, talk to me about your thoughts on the spring practices and just how excited you are for the spring game coming up.
You know, spring's been very great for us. You know, it's been good getting the chemistry down with our quarterbacks, you know. So very exciting with that. And then the game's on Saturday, which I'm really looking forward to, getting full action with the defense again. We had a little scrimmage on Saturday. So it's just good getting back out there. And so it's just nice being back. Especially back in the nice weather in California. So it's nice being back in the sunny California. So I can't complain, really.
I record this in Kansas. Kansas has actually been unseasonably warm here in April. It's like 80 degrees. But
That's nice.
You made a good point about the sunny weather in California. You played high school ball at Mission Viejo in California. For the listeners and for me as well, describe, the high school football, what it was like in California for those who didn't live there or had a chance to never experience that side of the West Coast.
I think Cali ball is probably one of the better states of football, so it was great football. At least for my high school, we were always in, like, the D1 division, so we always played Modern Era Bosco in the playoffs in, like, the semifinals. So it was either it's a tough loss, you know. We're going to lose to one of those teams because they're powerhouse teams every year. So, but it's always great competition, you know. California always has just great athletes in every high school. So, you know, going against the best athletes every Friday night is just great. Great film for us to get out and just show that we can play in the collegiate level.
Yeah, how is 7-on-7 when you go do that?
7-on-7 is great, you know. So I haven't done 7-on-7 in a while, like probably like 2 years now. It's been flying by, but you know, that whole little circuit when I was going around, that was really fun. Just being able to fly around different states and to see different competition was also really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, for the people who are going to be listening to this podcast, you didn't start your college football career at Cal. You started at Utah. You played in Salt Lake City as a freshman, and then this offseason you transferred to Berkeley. We highlighted a little bit about, you played high school ball in California, but just talk to me about the transition, about the different schools, and then especially being back in the state where you grew up in.
You know, when I first got to Utah, it was the worst winter storm they've ever had, and that was like the first time I ever seen snow, so I was stuck, and it was really terrible at first because it was really cold, and the snow kind of got annoying after a while. When you wake up every day and you just see snow, it's just kind of annoying. It's just cold. So, but after I got like used to the Utah weather, it was pretty nice, but it was just like the elevation that also gets to you. You know, they have really high elevation. So that took a while to adapt, but coming back to Cali, it was nice again. Just again, I don't have to deal with the snow. Only thing that you have to deal with Berkeley is the rain, which they don't really tell you about, but you can't complain about the rain too much. I'd rather have the rain than the snow. So I'm happy to be back in Cali.
Yeah, so as a freshman for the Utes last year, you caught 29 passes for 261 yards, and you also produced over 300 kick return yards for Utah. Taking those stats into account, what can Cal fans and college football fans expect to see from you in 2024?
Just keep seeing me just progress and become like a more mature player and just keep showcasing my skills and what I can do. So I'm just excited just for another opportunity here at Cal Berkeley and just be able to showcase my talents in the ACC conference now.
Yeah, so I got a question for you regarding to the ACC conference. You know, as you are aware, conference realignment is definitely a big factor in college athletics. You played in the Pac-12 last year at Utah. I got two questions on similar coins of the conferences. So with you playing the ACC now, are there any road games on your schedule that you are looking forward to be playing at?
I know Auburn isn't in the ACC, but I'm looking forward to going to Auburn when we play them. And it's definitely looking forward to the FSU game playing in Tallahassee. So those two games, I'm really looking forward to those two games, yeah.
Similarly, when you were in the Pac-12 last year at Utah, your top venues that you had a chance to play at on the road?
I would say Oregon State was pretty loud, and Washington. Those are pretty good stadiums.
What made those two especially, you know, stick out to you?
Oregon State was really loud, and it was just like compact. I'm not too sure if we play Oregon State at home or away this year, but if we play at them at, away, I wouldn't be mad going back to Corvallis. It's just a nice little like area, like it's like a hidden away, I feel like. But their fans are just really loud, and just they're the most they were talking the crap the most. That's what I really liked about them, because that's what really gets me going is when people start trash talking. But and then Washington, that was just a real live game, sold out, packed, and that was just a real wow. That's when I really was on the field and I actually heard like the fans for once. I was like, whoa, like this is pretty cool. So Washington was pretty cool. And like the way like their stadium goes is like I couldn't even explain it, but like the echoes, it like comes back down.
So Seattle, Washington is the only city on the West Coast that I've ever been to, but I was there to see some family, and I walked right past the Husky Stadium. You can see it on the roof, but I never went inside. I saw the outside.
It's loud, like the way their dome, like the stadium design, it like goes out, but at the top it comes back down. So like when they're yelling, all of it just goes out and it's right back down towards the field. It's like you can really hear everyone. I was just like, whoa. So Washington was pretty cool.
Yeah. You played in a spread offense at Utah, and you'll be in a similar system this season at Cal. You know, what have you noticed, you know, as the big factor succeeding in those type of offenses for you at your position as a wide receiver?
Just being able to manipulate the linebackers, getting like mismatches on linebackers is nice, because we're always getting like chances to get linebackers on one-on-one. So we're just trying to put slots on the mismatches in the linebacker. That's why I like the spread offense, especially here. Just getting a lot more vertical threat running out here. So that's why I'm excited to showcase at Cal Berkeley this year.
So give me one player on the offense. So it's not yourself. One player in the offense that's not yourself, and then another player in the defense that you've seen, you've practiced with in the spring that you expect to be really have a good chance to stand out this year for Cal.
I would say on defense would be Matthew Littlejohn. He plays nickel. Me and him go at it every practice. He's a heck of a player. He always gets me some reps and, you know, goes back and forth and, you know, iron sharpens iron. So I feel like we get better every day just competing against him. And then on offense, I would say everyone just stands out on offense. I could even – like everyone just has their little moments where I'm like, oh, okay, there you go. There goes Tobias Merriweather with like a deep pass, like catching. And there's Cole. Everyone just gets their little shine. So I'm really excited for our whole offense to eat. So you're going to have to see when we play UC Davis game one. Everyone's going to eat.
Yeah. So after the spring ball that's going to be ending up and then the spring game, what is the outlook for you guys and for the program from May throughout the summer?
Continue to keep getting bigger, stronger, faster. We all have a goal, just to, you know, win a national championship. So everyone's just trying to get locked in and take every one day at a time, and also staying healthy and available for our team. So Definitely trying to finish out spring strong and showcase what we can do on Saturday on national television and put on show for everyone.
So you've been now at the college game for 2 years. What's something that you did not expect to encounter when you were a high school player that you eventually realized in college?
Well, I knew obviously knew how intense it was, but like I didn't know how intense it was. Just every day is just like that, you know? Like every day you have to just, it's just intense every day, you know? Even if you're not practicing, you just gotta be intense. Intense is just like the workouts are intense. So just how intense everything was. But that's all like, you know, just character development. So you're all like, once you get through that, you just know you can get through anything in life.
So for those who are going to be, once the podcast is out, for those who want to, you know, learn more about you, learn more about the program, what are some social medias that you're willing to promote?
I got Instagram and it's underscore MJ Matt. You guys can follow me on there. You guys shoot me DM, whatever you guys need to do. I'll respond too. So I don't got nothing else, no Twitter, nothing.
Okay, yeah. Cool, man. Well, hey, appreciate you coming on the podcast. You know, as I mentioned, you're the first college football player to come on in 2024. So that's definitely exciting. I'm excited to see what you have in store for the fall. And, you know, I hope that the spring and the spring game especially, you know, is a big moment for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.